We may have started out in two different worlds, Crenshaw boy and PV girl. So you figured they'd cross paths at maybe South Bay Galleria, instead of out there in cyberspace by way of Tanzania. But if ever two people were destined to meet, it's Doug and Tiffany. They've got so much in common, it's almost bizarre. Like travel, adventure, and affection for cars. They both have rabbit ear TV antennas with aluminum foil. This is a match that nobody could spoil. They both like to put smiles on other people's faces. They work hard and then they play hard in exotic locations and live every day like there'll be no tomorrow. Can you believe they both climbed Mount Kilimanjaro? Well, it makes you believe in kismet or fate, that even diehard bachelors can find their soulmate. Trekking in Africa, or snorkeling in Guam, or surfing on dry land in their PJs for Match.com. She had an old Carmen Ghia, nicknamed the Deathmobile, whose door would fling open with each turn of the wheel. She's highly competitive and can't stand to sit still. She can multitasks with the greatest of skill. And he likes a quick round of golf and goofy bad jokes, good friends and stogies and shaving off strokes. He loves sleeping in and dining out and time to unwind. And to him, everything's better with rice or with wine. Yeah. There's just a few things on which they may not agree, like UCLA versus SC. And her penchant for growing unusual plants. Would she ever smoke a cigar? Not a chance. Would she have to get used to his hyper dog George, hopping on couches and dashing through doors? He'll sometimes feel like a pencil neck geek, 'cause she goes to the gym at least 5 times a week. But she'll ride in his Magnum and he'll cruise in her Porsche. And if there's food you don't like, Tiff, he won't try to force you, 'cause this dental bonding is more than cosmetic. It's genuine, it's deep, it's unique, it's authentic. And it makes you believe in kismet or fate, that even diehard bachelors can find their soulmate without hitting the bars or going to the prom. They found their true love at Match.com.